There he is, Mossy.
Guys,
we've made it to Friday, mate. Good to see you. We've got Europa League going on at the moment, haven't we?
We have, yes. Last I saw, and I've just come in, as you know, but Arsenal were losing 1-0 to FC Cologne.
Yeah, they are still 1-0. Yeah.
And Alex Gersbach was on the bench, yet to get off the bench for Rosenborg, down 3-0 to Real Sociedad. So they were the two results of some real interest, but a lot of games going on. It's just incredible, the fixture pile up in football, world football these days. It's just, it really is remarkable.
Oh, it is incredible.
And when, they can't whinge because they get very, very well compensated, right? But you think they didn't really, the bigger you are, the less an off-season you get.
Yeah.
I guess that's the same in rugby league in a way. Because you're playing more and more games, because you're playing rep games. But these guys just go on these revenue funding overseas trips like Arsenal had down here. 83 and 80,000.
That's right. That was their pre-season, the kilometres they rack up to do it. But you think about Arsenal, right? They're playing right at the moment. They play Chelsea on Sunday night at 10:30 our time in the Premier League. That's a massive, massive game of football.
What's their squad? What's a football squad in the...
I don't think there's an actual limit over there. It might be sort of mid-30s for the squad numbers over there, but it's much bigger than what we have over here.
But the good clubs have two proper teams nearly, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And you can see how the managers have to rotate their squads over there. There's just too many games.
Yeah. What else are we looking forward to over the weekend, mate?
Well, as I just alluded to, that Chelsea-Arsenal game should be a cracker. Chelsea, it seems a long, long time ago that they lost on the opening day of the season to Burnley. Antonio Conte's turned his team around. Of course, don't forget, defending their crown from last season. They've gone on three wins since against Spurs, Everton and Leicester. So they're sitting pretty in third spot. Arsenal, as we know, have struggled for the start of the season. They're in 11th spot. The table doesn't mean a hell of a lot this early in the season, but in the Premier League, you really need to put a run of wins together every chance you get. So this is Arsene Wenger's 59th time coaching Arsenal against Chelsea.
It's phenomenal.
It just shows how long the guys survived. It's quite incredible. The other marquee game of the match day 5 for the EPL, Manchester United taking on Everton. That should be a good game, and Manchester United's perfect start ruined last week with a draw away to Stoke. Pogba, it looks like he'll be out for between 2 and 6 weeks with that hamstring injury from the midweek Champions League game.
Can I get some tips for you, mate? $1.33 Man U up against Everton, $9 in that game.
Yeah, look, I'm going to back Manchester United. Yep. I think they'll bounce back after last week.
And in the other game, Chelsea is $1.70 against Arsenal, $4.50. The draw, $3.75 there.
Chelsea all the way.
Chelsea at $1.70 all the way.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a nice one for our multis over the weekend, mate. $1.70.
I've got another multi for us, okay. TK, if you want. Brighton, I think they can go back-to-back. They're away to Bournemouth.
They're $3.50, Brighton.
Crystal Palace, the new manager syndrome with Roy Hodgson coming in to replace Frank de Boer. And Liverpool. We'll get over Burnley at home.
Okay, well they're short. They're $1.25. Any drama there? I saw a vision of our mate Klopp with the opposing manager. Was there a blow up between those two?
Well, it didn't look like it. The opposing manager from Sevilla threw the ball away when one of the Liverpool players went to grab it off him for a throw in during the game. He got sent off. He was blaming Klopp for firing him up by saying something on the sideline.
Right.
But at the end of the game, Klopp's gone up to his assistants and said, "What did I say? It was his fault. He threw the ball away."
Because they went to shake hands and Klopp was a little bit reluctant.
Yeah, that was the assistant. The manager was up in the stands.
Oh, okay.
He'd been sent off in the second half.
Okay.
Yeah, but Klopp
so he was saying,
innocence.
What was the problem?
Yeah, what did I say? He threw the ball away. He got sent off for throwing the ball away.
Yeah.
It was pretty petulant. Right. From the Sevilla
and the Matildas again, mate.
Yeah, well, they play Brazil tomorrow out at Penrith. We know it's a sellout, so don't bother trying to get a ticket to that one, but it's live on Fox Sports.
Yep.
And as we've said over the last few weeks, couple of months, they are the hot ticket item in Australian football at the moment. They're wonderful, and it should be a great two-game series. They play the return leg against Brazil in Newcastle middle of next week, and I believe that's not quite a sellout yet. The other thing is the Socceroos. Finally got confirmation where the away game against Syria is going to be, Melaka in Malaysia. So we
Is
went
that good.
We
good
went around
us.
The world a couple of times. We started at Malaysia, went to the Middle East. We're back in Malaysia. I think that's better for the Socceroos than having to go to the Middle East and play in 47 degree heat. So I think we've had a little win there. It's still logistically difficult for the staff to work out all the logistics that go around.
Where's
the
Melaka?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure exactly, but it sounds
in Malaysia. Sounds hot and humid.
Sounds exotic.
Look it up.
I will.
The beauty of Google, mate.
Dr. Google.
Good on you, Mossy.
Have a good weekend, guys.
Yeah, same with you, mate.